All right. Hi, my name is Ellen Young. I'm a PhD student at the Rose Breeding Program at Texas A&M, and I'm going to talk to you today about some steps we've been taking to create a new linkage map in diploid roses. So, some background on roses. They belong to the genus Rosa, which contains 150 to 200 species, depending on who you ask. The base chromosome number is 7, but they can be diploid all the way up to decaploid. Most cultivars are diploid, triploid, or tetraploid. While they're very popular ornamental plants and people always want new varieties, the long generation time and the complex genetics from multiple interspecific hybridization events can really complicate breeding. But we think modern genetic tools can expedite breeding efforts, especially QTL discovery, or quantitative trait loci discovery. One of the basic tools you need for a QTL analysis is a linkage map. And there have been multiple linkage maps developed in roses, both on the diploid level and at the tetraploid level, and they've used a variety of different markers, AFLPs, RFLPs, SSRs, and most recently, single nucleotide polymorphisms, or SNPs. Most recently, a map came from our lab, one of my former lab mates, which was called the Integrated Consensus Map for Diploid Roses. It's a bit of a mouthful, so I'll be calling it the ICD from here on out. The ICD was developed from the separate linkage maps of three highly heterozygous diploid rose populations. And these were Rosa wittureana and Rosa chinensis based, and they're shown here. These were all genotyped for SNPs through digital genotyping, which is a genotyping by sequencing method. And at the time of the work being done, there was no rose genome available. So Fragaria vesca, strawberry, was used as a reference genome instead. We knew from previous studies that there was a lot of syntony between strawberry and rose, so this was our best option. And the map actually turned out really well. The map density was 4 markers per centimorgan, which was much higher than the previous integrated consensus map for roses. It employed 3,500 SNPs, and it used 20 SSR markers as anchors. There were some large gaps, however. The largest one was 11.2 centimorgans, and there were several other gaps in the 8 to 9 centimorgan range. So there was still room for improvement as good as this map was. Fortunately, this past year, the Rosa chinensis old blush sequence was released, and this creates new opportunities. Maybe we can improve the marker density even further. Maybe we can shrink those maximum gaps a little bit. So we were really curious to see what would happen if we used the rose genome instead of the strawberry genome. So our main goals were to recall all the SNPs we had previously found based on the rose genome, and if we could, improve the linkage map as well. So first of all, what we did was we didn't genotype everything from scratch. We took the previous raw reads that we had aligned to the strawberry genome and aligned them to the rose genome instead in the genomics workbench. And there were some filtration steps that went along with this. Markers that were monomorphic or missing data at one parent were removed, and we removed all markers missing 10% or more of their data. So if a population had 80 individuals, we removed markers that were missing data at 8 or more of those individuals. We also removed all markers that were showing high segregation distortion. Segregation distortion is a natural phenomenon, so we didn't remove everything that was showing it, just the very worst of it. And this was calculated in JoinMap version 5 with a chi-square test. We were also curious to see how many of the SNPs we discovered were the same as what had been previously discovered. So this was actually more complicated than it sounded. It turns out we couldn't just take all the names of all the SNPs we found both times in the same Excel spreadsheet and do like a search find function or something. Because of how the genomics workbench calls the SNPs have no name outside of the reference to the reference genome. So there's no point of comparison that we can line them up. So what we ended up having to do was compare the segregation pattern of all these different SNPs. So this was actually done in Excel. You can see them here. We were looking at the recoded genotypes here when the files are prepped for JoinMap. So if the segregation patterns were identical, and if the markers were occurring in syntonic regions of the genomes, we considered them more or less identical for the purposes of this analysis. So for example, in row 4 here, we have a marker that's on Fragaria vesca chromosome 4. Right below it, and one with identical segregation pattern that belongs to old blush chromosome 4. So they're in syntonic regions. We know that those two regions are syntonic from previous work, so we're calling them identical. We also were interested to see whether the individuals we were using in our mapping populations actually belonged in those populations. That's kind of helpful for linkage mapping. So we used a software that was new to us. It's called Kinship, using GBS with depth adjustment, or KGD analysis. What the software does is it takes all your SNP calls, but then it weights them based on the read depth. And from this, it creates actually a kinship matrix. So if we've genotyped all our parents that we've used in all of our populations and all of our progeny, we can actually determine what are the most likely parents. We also are experimenting with subsetting markers based on their percent similarity as calculated by JoinMap. And we're also looking into excluding markers that are within a certain distance of each other, as they're likely to be segregating in the same way and won't be as informative. So these are the results from the initial SNP discovery. The new results are on the right here. So as you can see, we found 60 to 80,000 SNPs per population, which is a significant improvement from the Fragaria attempt. We actually removed fewer markers for being monomorphic, which maybe suggests that we're finding more informative SNPs, maybe. We did remove more for missing data, but that's probably because the previous attempt only removed those that were missing 15% or more. But since we had more markers in the first place, we decided to be a little bit more stringent. We removed a lot for segregation distortion, but by the end we had 12 to 16,000 SNPs per population, 2,700 of which were common between all three populations. And this was really promising because, first of all, that's a lot of SNPs to play around with, and second of all, it's good to have a large number of common SNPs to be able to integrate all the linkage maps. When we were comparing our SNPs with the previous ICD SNPs, we were only able to find about 60% of the previously mapped SNPs. We're not sure why this is, if it's because of how we're trying to find the identical SNPs, or if they actually just don't exist when you map them to the rose genome, or possibly, since this was done at a further filtration step, if those markers, those extra 40%, had just been thrown out for missing data or some other thing. We need to go back to the original raw reads and find out what's actually going on there. We're also working right now on data curation, because it's a lot of markers to go through. We found that if we eliminate identical markers, that automatically gets rid of 50% of our markers. So there's a lot of redundant data here. When we go down to 95% similar, as calculated by JoinMap, this removes 80% of the markers. The final count there is still a good number of markers. We can still make a pretty nice linkage map from that, but we might not go quite that stringent depending on what the needs of the map end up being. What we found with the KGD analysis was that while the previous map had automatically excluded the individuals with, say, too many double recombination events or alien alleles, some of these individuals were actually still useful. So this is an output example from KGD. So what we have here is the parents and some grandparents from all our mapping populations across the top, and on the rows here are the progeny. Now these are all from the same population, allegedly. They're OBRF. And so if we look here, here's parent OB and parent RF, and we're looking for a lot of red. The more red, the more relatedness. So there's a lot of red here, that's kind of red, and so that indicates that that is, in fact, their parent, OBRF. But if we look down at these two individuals that are highlighted, they actually have more red in two different columns. And this is J14.3 by LC, which is actually a different one of our mapping populations. So what we now know is that we don't need to exclude those individuals. We can actually reassign them to the correct population, thereby slightly increasing our mapping population size. So whereas we have two populations where they've actually swapped around individuals and they're each increased in size by two. So in conclusion, we discovered almost twice as many SNPs by using the rose genome as a reference. 15 to 20% of these are potentially useful as candidate SNPs, but when we bring it down to the 95% similarity threshold, only 3 to 4% of that final 80,000 is actually useful. We've discovered 60% of the markers that were used in the ICD, the previous consensus map, and we've identified new individuals belonging to these mapping populations. Future work, we want to confirm that the markers identified with the Fragaria ICD markers are the same as ours. Because the comparison was done at the level of coded for JoinMap, there was actually a slight loss of data, so we need to go back and look at the original SNP calls and make sure this is actually a reasonable assumption to make that these are actually identical. The reason this is important is it's possible that we could use these markers as a framework for a new map. With JoinMap, you can take a marker order that you know is pretty reliable and insert it as a fixed order, and basically JoinMap puts in new SNPs around it, and you know that that order is good, and so there's a little less curation to do of the actual map. So that'd be really nice. Ultimately, because we do want to create a new ICD with curated SNPs, we especially are interested in improving the map for chromosome 3. Chromosome 3 in the ICD had the lowest marker density, the lowest number of markers, but we think it also has QTL for certain disease resistance traits and maybe also plant architecture. So we're going to use this new ICD for QTL analyses for traits of interest. And hopefully that'll speed up rose breeding efforts in the future. So these are my funding sources, and thank you all for sticking it out to the bitter end, and I'll take any questions.